The Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana is appealing to its members all over the country to be careful when dealing with patients who seek first aid for fever, malaria and other related diseases in order not to miss early symptoms of the Ebola virus. In a statement, the society said this has become necessary as community pharmacists remain the first point of call when people suffer from simple ailments and are likely to miss the early symptoms of Ebola if care is not taken. We are joined on the line by the president of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, James Ohimunche, to give us an insight into this statement. Hello, sir.
Hello. Now, please, could you speak louder?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but the line is a bit changed. Please, could you speak a bit louder?
We are trying, but can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now, why this alert? Is it because pharmacists in this country are not well-resourced to identify the virus?
No. You see, for many members of the general public, community pharmacies remain the first point of call when they have simple ailments of common occurrence, like fever and headache. And the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana is appealing to pharmacists in community practice throughout the country to be extra careful when dealing with clients who seek first aid treatment for malaria, fever, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and indeed other simple ailments of common occurrence that may be managed under the Health Professions Regulatory Body Act, 2013 Act 857, in order not to miss possible early symptoms of EVD. It is not always possible to identify patients with EVD early because initial symptoms may be not specific. You know, so what we are saying is that when in doubt, pharmacists should refer any suspected case to the nearest hospital for review. And we are also informing pharmacists that even though no drugs, new medication therapies are being evaluated, there is no specific medicine for the treatment of EVD as we speak. And there is also no human vaccine to prevent EVD infections. We are also appealing to our colleagues, pharmacists who are involved in research and development in various pharmaceutical institutions, to intensify their research efforts in order to find quality, efficacious and safe medicines and or vaccines that can prevent or cure this dreadful disease.
Okay.
Hello.
Now, what else is the society doing to protect its members?
Sorry?
What else is the society doing to protect pharmacists in case they come into contact with persons who might have these symptoms you are talking about?
Well, through education. You know, that is why we have reminded pharmacists that EVD is a severe acute viral illness often characterized by sudden onset of fever, intense weakness, muscle pain, headache, and sore throat. This is followed by vomiting, diarrhea, rash, impaired kidney and liver function, and in some cases, both internal and external bleeding. The incubation period is between 2 and 21 days. The laboratory findings include low white blood cell and platelet counts and elevated liver enzymes. You know, even though there is no reported case of Ebola virus disease in Ghana yet, we think that we don't have to be complacent because, according to the WHO, EVD in Guinea has not been contained yet. But according to the WHO, the number of people believed to have been killed by the Ebola virus disease in Guinea has risen to 101, and 10 have died in Liberia. Indeed, the WHO has described EVD in Guinea as one of the most challenging Ebola outbreaks they have ever dealt with, and could take another 4 months to contain. I'm sure you know that Ghanaians travel a lot to sister countries in the West African region for trading and other business activities. And once there are confirmed cases of EVD, in Guinea, Liberia, and Mali, then Ghana must remain on high alert.
Yes, thank you.
Even though there's no need for to panic.
Yeah, yes. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us on the line.